From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE, ABQ Connect.
All right, well, welcome into ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman, and lots to talk about on the show. Actually, just before the show, if you're listening to that last break, you heard Steve Russo from Real Answers. We're going to spend a couple segments talking to him about ministry he's doing all over the country, reaching out to youth here in America that just need hope. So we'll get to that with Steve. And actually, a way for your church maybe to connect with Steve, to maybe you're doing things in high schools that you could connect him with. We're going to let you know how to do that. So be tuned in throughout the hour. And this segment we spend with Kathy Cunningham. Kathy's here from Rio Grande Food Project, which by now you should have heard about from our various announcers letting you know about the food pantry that is there. And before I go into specifics about that, I'll bring Kathy into the conversation. Thanks for coming in again.
Hey, thanks for inviting me back.
You've been busy.
Very busy.
And one of the things we really want to make sure to talk about is one of the reasons we brought you in is an event that happens once a year with Rio Grande Food Project. It's a fundraiser, a great opportunity to get out and get some exercise and raise money, right?
Yes. It's our annual fundraising event. It's called the Hike to End Hunger. And this year it will be at a new location.
Okay.
Thanks for having us blast this out, because we used to have it up in Corrales, and we walk along the Bosque north of Alameda.
Which is beautiful.
It is gorgeous. And we just wanted to bring it closer to our actual location.
Uh-huh.
So we can invite the guests who come to us for food and gardeners who come help us garden. And so it's at Pat Hurley Park.
Okay.
Pat Hurley Park.
Okay.
It's on the west side, and there is an upper park and a lower park, and we'll be at the lower park area.
Okay. And now that is happening a week from this Saturday?
Yes. So it's Saturday, October 26th. At 9 a.m., we'll start with registration and T-shirt sales. We have a new T-shirt every year. And then at 10 o'clock, we'll do a brief program, talk about the food project a little bit, and then we'll kick off the hike, and then we'll wind up back at the Lower Loop area. And so if you Google Pat Hurley Park, Lower Loop, it'll give you the location.
How long is the whole loop that you do there?
Just over a mile.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
and
everyone.
Well, everyone can do it. Well, the mile, just over a mile loop is stroller and wheelchair accessible.
Okay.
And then they do have stairs, so, you know, if someone really wants to get their exercise on, they can
take
the stairs.
Yeah, make sure you bring your smartphone with you so it can tell you did a
flight. Your steps.
Your steps and your flight.
But the upper area where the hike will take you up to the upper park area, it's the most beautiful view of the city. It's just, it's a stunning view.
Yeah, well, it'd be a good opportunity for folks also to get a better idea being closer over to Rio Grande Food Project, which, and actually, you know, I hope we've been saying this right. Well, what we've been telling people is it's Rio Grande Food Project Coors south of Fortuna.
Yes. So it's Coors in Daytona. So
yeah. It's on the east side of the street there.
It's on the east side, kind of across from West Mesa High School.
Yeah.
So when we're not doing food distribution, we operate out of the back of the Rio Grande Presbyterian Church.
Uh-huh.
So when we're not doing food distribution, when we're just in the office, it kind of looks closed.
Now, when you drive by on Coors, is there a Rio Grande Food Project sign right out on Coors?
No, because, then people will start dropping off food and we can't if it's left outside.
And we'll go into details. I want to go into details about that. First, let's nail down then when they find it, what's the church?
Rio Grande Presbyterian Church.
Okay. And they operate out of there, Rio Grande Presbyterian Church. So as you're driving on Coors.
So you're heading south on Coors.
Yeah.
South of the 40. You pass through Fortuna and you take a left on Daytona. And then you pass the church on your left. And so we built on an addition to the back of the church. So we're separate from the church. We're a separate 501c3.
Now, I've looked at it actually, you know, on Google Maps, just kind of get the sky view of it. And you can actually see the garden boxes on that. And I want to say we had talked to, is there going to be expansion of the growing area?
We are, yes. We're working on expanding the food project. So we will be separating physically from the church. Like I said, even though we're a separate nonprofit.
Right.
We're looking to build on that property.
Uh-huh.
The same empty lot where we did outdoor food distribution for 2.5 years during COVID. And we're looking to build a client choice grocery store where people can come in, shop for food. It will be all, you know, we're hoping to be free. And they can shop for culturally sensitive food, diet sensitive food.
Yeah.
You know, because if you hand someone a food box, sometimes they can't eat a large portion of what's in the box.
Yeah.
Or if they have allergies or any sort of dietary restrictions. So that food will get wasted if they don't give it away.
Yeah. Well, you know, earlier this week, Jim Williams actually had Feed New Mexico Kids in and talking about, you know, food insecurity for kids.
Yeah.
But I want to give you a chance to speak to food insecurity in general in New Mexico. I mean, is it higher here than you might find in other places?
It's really high. And in January, our average weekly count was about 830 kids, adults, and seniors. Now it's over 1,000.
Yeah.
So it's
just at Rio Grande Food Project.
Just at our food pantry.
Right. Yeah. Now, a couple things we want to make sure to clear up and make available to people are, you mentioned the pickup days, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11.
9 a.m. to 11, but we encourage people to come early because we pre-pack a certain amount of boxes.
Uh-huh.
And then once we run out, we run out.
So right.
If you come at 10:30, you know, who knows?
Right. And really, you know, no vetting. I mean, you know, if someone needs it, they're, you know, so many times, and you can speak more clearly as far as, you know, what you may or may not do there. But, you know, I've just found so many times in ministry when you're trying to do something for people in general, you know, look, if they need it that bad and they really, you know, it's the time and energy put into, do you really need it? You know, if they didn't need it, they wouldn't be there.
Yeah. And because we accept USDA food, we have to register people.
Okay.
So it's a once a year registration, and then we give people a card and they just come back and show us their card and they're in.
Yeah.
So it's a quick registration and it's a self declaration of income.
Right.
So we don't check.
Yeah.
You know, so we're not going to turn people away.
Yeah. The heart of you and the rest of the folks at Rio Grande Food Project is really just to combat this food insecurity that New Mexico is, you know, their cup runneth over with it.
So what we do at the food project also is, you know, give away the emergency food boxes.
Yeah.
But then we have what we call our community hub.
Uh-huh.
So we do, that's where we do bill assistance. So if people are behind on their electric bill or their water bill, we invite like Goodwill, Good Jobs, City of Albuquerque, the free phones that we get through Assurant Wireless or.
Right.
So all these other resources that we can offer to address poverty, which is one of the reasons why people are visiting us in the first place. So that will help long-term food security.
So what happens day to day? I know you, besides the food pickups at the Rio Grande Food Project, I know, you know, when we're walking in and, you know, visiting with the staff here, we're talking about just the fact that there's fresh fruits and vegetables, some grown right there on the premises at Rio Grande Food Project, but you get some from elsewhere.
So we've been working the last couple of years with more local farmers.
Yeah.
So we work with Roots Farm and Silverleaf Farms, and we work with the local nonprofits Food is Free Albuquerque, who glean fruit trees all over the city, and then they bring what they glean to the nearest food pantry. And then Seed to Need has been gardening up in Corrales for years on private land, and 100% of what they grow goes to local food pantries.
Okay. Now, if someone is listening, you know, has a nice big backyard, a nice garden in their backyard, you know, might have corn or radishes or tomatoes or, you know, I don't know how many fruit trees really grow in.
Lots of
there's
fruit
apples,
trees.
A lot of apples.
Lots of fruit grows here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, if they have plums, right?
Yep.
And we've all seen that neighbor. He was like, please take it.
Yes.
Please. There's opportunity there to take all that extra, pack it up, and run it over to Rio Grande Food Project. Is that something they can do?
And
if so, is there a time really should they call and figure out?
So basically Tuesday to Saturday, if it's a 3-day weekend or there's a holiday, we might be closed on Saturday. But so Tuesday to Friday, basically from 8 to 2 is pretty safe time to just come by.
Okay. Yeah. If you just tuned in, we're visiting with Kathy Cunningham from the Rio Grande Food Project, and you've heard us mention it, rgfp.org. You can go to the website, find out more about what they do. But on Saturday, October 26th, the Hike to End Hunger, their annual walk. Now, it's real important that you listen, because if you've been on this in the past, and yeah, I know where it is. Well, you might not, because the new location is at Pat Hurley Park, the lower part of
Loop.
Yeah,
I also wanted to say that, the Hike to End Hunger campaign has been going on since September through October. So if anybody donates, it goes towards the hike. So we keep the hike free so that people can come and bring their families. And it's a community event and just kind of gather and learn more about us and where we are and what we do, and just kind of hang out with like-minded folks.
Now, if people, they bring their phones or however they may, pay for things other places, is there going to be a way that they could make an electronic donation at the hike?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And we'll have T-shirts for sale.
Is this the new T-shirt you have?
No, this is 2022.
Okay.
The new design is not revealed yet.
It's going to be revealed, kind of a fashion
next
show.
Week.
A big fashion statement at the hike as well. But no, that's kind of cool because, not only is a walk and people, look, something's going on. Everyone's wearing the same shirt. But, if you can wear it places, there's so many people that aren't aware. I know I've told people about the Rio Grande Food Project, had no idea.
Yeah. And this is our 35th year, actually. So it's a special T-shirt.
Nice. 35 years.
35 years.
Okay.
Wow. Feeding the community.
Well, we appreciate you doing that. What's something about, and you already mentioned stuff that may surprise people. Oh, they do that too, bill assistance and what have you. Is there any other things related to the Rio Grande Food Project that we may not regularly mention that the listener may be surprised about?
Yeah, one of the cool things that we've revived since COVID is we're working with U.S. Eagle Federal Credit Union right now and putting on financial literacy classes, which is really huge
for
people to learn how to save and just think that they can save.
Yeah.
And also we do, we work with NMSU ICANN, their Seed to Supper class. That's a 6-week gardening class.
Oh.
And then we work with the Sprouting Kitchen, who they actually come on site and they do cooking classes in our garden. So we're really reviving the classes that, we had started pre-COVID and then kind of got wiped out.
Okay. We'll try to be better at being dialed into that. And it's, not just mentioning the opportunities for distribution of food, which again are Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., but some of these other classes that are available, and people that may not be food insecure can go and take advantage of these classes, but at the same time, grow to learn more about what Rio Grande Food Project is doing and hopefully come alongside them, support them in any way that they can.
Yeah. The data shows that if you even put a leaflet in a food box that has a healthy recipe, that people feel supported and maybe are less likely to come back.
Yeah.
Because they feel like they're getting that support from the community.
Now, I know I've asked you this before and I should know the answer. What kind of help can Rio Grande Food Project use in way of volunteers? I don't know, weed pulling or, what have you?
We definitely need volunteers because we have an abundance of food right now, which is great. but not everybody can carry their food boxes and all the additional stuff that goes with it.
Walk stuff out to the cars.
Yeah, and we use shopping carts, so it's, you know, you're not breaking your back. You just put it in the shopping cart and then help people get it into their car.
Yeah.
So any Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday, we could always use carry-out volunteers.
Okay. Just show up?
Just show up, or you can email us at rgfp@rgfp.org, which is also on our website.
Okay.
And also the hike information is on the front page of our website as well. So you just scroll down and you click on the hike postcard, and it'll take you right to the hike site for free registration.
Easy enough. Well, Kathy, am I leaving anything out?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I think we covered it. Let me kind of review, though, again, because really one of the big purposes for coming in is to talk about the walk that's happening. Saturday, October 26th, starts at 9 a.m. with registration and the T-shirts. At 10 a.m., there'll be a talk of some sort.
Yeah.
And then head out on this 1 mile hike, a stroll, saunter.
Mm-hmm. You can take multiple laps if you really
skip,
want to get
You can skip if you want. but it's at the lower loop at Pet Hurley Park over on the west side. And when you're looking for the Rio Grande Food Project Encores, remember, they're located kind of in the backside, the addition part of the Rio Grande Presbyterian Church on Coors. You'll turn on Daytona, south of Fortuna, one of the bigger streets to look for to let you know you're getting close. And again, if you want to email rgfp@rgfp.org. Kathy Cunningham, as always, thank you so much, not only for coming on, but for all you do for the community in this way. There's so much work to be done, and it's people like you and the team at Rio Grande Food Project that are getting it done.
Well, thanks so much, Steve.
Likewise.
Appreciate it.
All right, stick around. We're going to hear from Steve Russo from Real Answers in a little while, so you don't want to miss that and more on ABQ Connect.